David, your thoughts on today's win here at Windsor Park?
All in all, a big win. I thought the level of performance was okay. We started the game brighter than what we finished the game on Tuesday night, which was important. So, big win, important win. When you see some of the other results happening in and around, we find ourselves top of the league. So, we'll not dwell on it too much. We'll work hard during the week, and we'll be prepared for a big game against Warren Point again away on Saturday.
All these games against Cliftonville have been close. You know, I think we've won 1-0 a couple of times. They've won on penalties. You know, these are titanic battles. You know, and it's great to come out on top in those sort of games, isn't it?
Yeah, they're important when you're playing the teams in and around the top. That you take care of your own job, and that's what the players did today. So, Cliftonville have threats throughout their team and their squad. So it looked as if they were four or five strikers on at the end. So credit to the players that I don't think they had a clear cut chance. Donnelly hit the bar from 20 odd yards out and whatever, but apart from that, we limited them to very little. And again, if we had been at our free flowing best, attacking best, full of confidence, I think we would have won the game 2-3-0 today, because we had good opportunities in and around there to go and finish the game off today.
You obviously weren't very happy on Tuesday night, understandably, but you must be delighted with the response you've had in a couple of days, you know, to turn in that level of performance today.
Andy, when you lose a game, you're never happy. The level of performance hurt me the other night, to be honest. Again, because I'm the manager and I know people question, well, why we talk and when we talk, etc. But again, sometimes after games, I spoke to the players and I let the players have it a little bit, which is right. Again, I have staff in and around me. If I say something wrong or if I'm doing something wrong, they rein me in. The Gary Eccles, who've been here a long time, Terry Hayes, experienced members of staff, they pull me aside and sort of say maybe a bit too harsh on him individually or collectively as a group. So it's important that we have that. It's important that we have experienced members in there. Obviously, the backroom staff, Johnny Ross, Murph, Ricky, people like that, you know, we're all pulling in the one direction, the right direction, where we want to take this club and we want to be successful. So the other night, yeah, it hurt and it stung for a couple of days. I didn't feel as if I needed to come out and, you know, throw in the same words. When you lose after a defeat, we're hurting, we're disappointed, we're gutted, you know, I've said it for the last 4 years. I've never shied away from any interviews, and I've been more than forthright and honest, and sometimes too honest at times. So today, you know, pleased with the level of, you know, the performance, the attitude, the commitment today. I thought the players worked really hard today, considering again that's our 33rd competitive game. We're just in the start of December, so a lot of games left, a lot of points to be played for. And if the players keep giving me what they give today, and more importantly what they've given the majority of this season in my time here, my 4 and a bit years here, hopefully come the end of the season, they'll have had a good season.
It's an emotional game, and you have the hurt of the other night, and you know, yes, tonight is a lot of relief and joy, but you don't get too carried away with the highs, as you don't get too carried away with the lows. So we'll just bank today, and we know we're top, but you know, there's a hell of a long way to go. So we just, you know, take stock and go again. Had a tough game at Warren Point, who beat Coleraine, I think, the other week.
Yeah, they've been in decent enough form since the new manager's come in. Obviously, Barry Gray, someone who we're all familiar with. He's familiar with the club, and Warren Point, he's familiar with a lot of players there, so he's come in and he's got a wee bit of response. So we'll expect the same old explosive, vibrant game next week down at Warren Point. It's always difficult, you know, the pitch makes it difficult. But again, it's a ground that we've done pretty well in my time here. My first game in charge, we had a 3-0 win down there. I'd love to go down 4.5 years in and win 3-0 next Saturday, that's for sure.
Obviously, you've got no Tuesday night this week. It's been Saturday, Tuesday for a long time. So, you know, you've 7 days until the next game. That must be a bit of a shock. But it might give you a wee chance to get one or two more players back in the running for selection in the squad.
Yeah, there's one or two nearing a return, thankfully. Jordan Stewart would have been involved today, probably would have played today. But he missed with flu. Unfortunate for Jordan, and probably more unfortunate for us today, because again, Jordan's taking his time to come back in, and with his attitude when he came on Tuesday night, we felt today he was ready. Spoke to him late last night and again first thing this morning, and basically rolled him ruled him out of the game with his illness. So hopefully that eases off. Daniel Kearns is nearing a return. Mark Hockey, Gareth Dean still missing. I know everybody likes to hear and want to know about injuries and whatever else, but hopefully over the next sort of couple of weeks we'll have a fully fit squad. Niall Quinn will still be missing over the next 3-4 weeks. He got a bad injury up at Institute. So,
and staff?
Stafford's missing at the minute with injury. Again, something that we don't normally put out there, but Stafford's missing with injury over the last 10 days. So it's important that people, Josh Robinson, I thought was good today. We went back to a very center, and Ray McGivern was maybe, and he will be. He was disappointed he was left out today, but I wanted to go back to a familiar back four and what gave us a platform and a wee bit of success last year in the back four that we selected today.
Well done on a huge 3 points today, David.
Cheers, Ollie.